We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it is 10:50 on a Saturday morning. It is rivalry week, which means it's time for the Ray Dinger College Football Preview. Oh, hail to the victors, Ray.
Yes, that does sound familiar. We're back in the Gerald Ford administration. Everybody remember that when Gerald Ford used to get off a plane back then? No. They didn't play Hail to the Chief, they played Hail to the Victors.
No, that's good.
Because Gerald Ford actually was, for those who don't know, Gerald Ford was an not All-American. People have stretched it a little bit beyond its reality, but he was an All-Big Ten center at the University of Michigan and a Detroit Lion draft choice. He could probably play for them right now.
Right now.
The way they're going. But we are going there. We are going to the Michigan-Ohio State game. And it's being referred to as, and the TV ads, I've seen the TV ads are calling it the game. I used to think that the game was applied to Harvard-Yale. Wasn't that originally the...
I
think that was the, they were the first ones that sort of co-opted the idea
maybe
of...
Maybe in New Haven.
Of, quote, not the rest of the world. Game, capital T, capital G. But in any event, and this week, yeah, like Michigan-Ohio State is the game. And this is rivalry weekend, so you got all over the country. You got a lot of traditional rivalries. You got Alabama's playing Auburn. You got Clemson's playing South Carolina. Got Oklahoma State's playing Oklahoma, a lot of those kinds of games, but the one that's going to capture everybody's interest, as it should, as it does most years, is Ohio State and Michigan. And this is kind of become the Jim Harbaugh Bowl, because this is the game. Listen, when Michigan paid all that money to hire Jim Harbaugh to be their coach, they didn't hire him. They're not paying him all that money to beat Indiana, and they're not paying him all that money to beat Northwestern. They brought Jim Harbaugh there to win two games, to beat, and not even Penn State that much. They want to beat Ohio State, and they want to beat Michigan State. That's where it is for the people in Michigan. And he hasn't been able to beat Ohio State yet. And Ohio State, I didn't realize that it had gotten this bad. Ohio State has won 15 of the last 16 against Michigan. Whoa. I didn't realize. I mean, you're almost getting to the point where it's not even a rivalry now.
Harbaugh's got to have a statement game one of these days, right?
You would certainly think so. And this game, Ohio State's been a funny team this year because they started off the year very poorly. They have really good players. If you watch them play, they got really good players, but they were really slow putting it together. Well, they got it together now, and you know they showed it. Yeah, showed it when they just destroyed Michigan State a week ago. And they beat them so soundly and so convincingly that the point spread on this game jumped way, way up. Originally, if you look 2 weeks ago, this game down the road was a 2 to 2.5 point line. After Ohio State just crushed Michigan State in that game, this line jumped up significantly. So now it's somewhere in the range of 7-8 points. It's jumped that much just on the basis of Ohio State's domination of Michigan State. Right now, this is a big game for Harbaugh. This is a big game for Michigan. They've sort of come back, and they're playing pretty good football right now. I think just in terms of the personnel, the two teams on the field, I think Ohio State is better. C.J. Stroud, their quarterback, is playing really well. But I think Michigan's going to give them a battle because, listen, they've built their whole season towards this game. It's in their building. And I think they're going to – this is sort of Harbaugh's last stand. I don't know that he's going to get fired if they lose it, but there's an awful lot of pressure on him to win it. And I still like Ohio State in this game, but I don't know if I like them with a whole lot of points. I think this is a game that's going to be real close right down to the end. I think this is going to be an Ohio State-Michigan game that's going to be better than recent ones. I think this is going to be sort of a flashback to the Woody Hayes, Bo Schembechler.
Oh, kind, there you go. Wow, of, Ray, you're getting more running than you can take this, well, this month.
I don't know if it's going to be all about the running, but what I'm saying is I think it's going to be a game that's going to be close and really hard fought into the fourth quarter.
All right, one other thing I want to get in there, Penn State. By the way, that game is the Penn State-Michigan State game is on WIP at 3:30. Ike Reese is looking to recover back in East Lansing. Penn State signed James Franklin to a 10-year extension. What the what? What, they went 10 more years of the Weed Whacker Bowl?
I don't know.
Penn State, once upon a time, was this elite program, and I don't want to get into the whole Joe Pod debate because that seems rather pointless, but Penn State is now just another program, and to re-sign Franklin to a 10-year deal, I don't get that.
Surprised me because the Penn State people that I know who are staunch Penn State people are not that crazy about James Franklin. It's not like he's an overwhelmingly popular guy with the really prominent alums, with the longtime big Happy Valley supporters. You know, they're not crazy about James Franklin at all. And I know a lot of them were surprised and not particularly pleased when the news came down that James Franklin had been given a 10-year contract.
Well, he's still there. All right. Nice report, Ray. Let's go to the phones, and let's talk to Michael in Lower Gwynedd. You're on with Ray and Glenn. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Glenn. How you doing?
All right, sir.
Hey, the one thing I want to talk – I had three things I wanted to talk to you about. The one was, all right, Jordan Howard's going to be out. I don't know if you guys caught it, but Miles Sanders was doing the same thing when we were at the end of the game, trying to kill the clock out. He runs left, and instead of going down, he goes out of bounds.
Yeah.
Who is going to take over for Jordan Howard to just pound that ball? Because I just think Boston Scott's too small.
Ray, let's say they run 30 running plays tomorrow.
And let's just hope the Giants, we're beating the Giants.
Yeah, well, I think they're going to beat the Giants. But let's talk about 30 running plays tomorrow, not including the quarterback. How do you divvy up 30 carries, Ray?
Sanders will get the first crack at it. But you can't ignore Boston Scott's history against the Giants.
Yeah.
Boston Scott kills the Giants. He kills the Giants. I think I was looking up the numbers here. Boston Scott against the Giants. Four games against the Giants. He has 222 yards rushing with five touchdowns. He also has 14 receptions for 210 yards and another touchdown. I mean, that's almost half of his career rushing yardage has come against the New York Giants. So you got to be mindful of that. He's had great success against this team. So, look, I want Jordan Howard back. I do because I really like him, and especially you're heading into December, you're heading into some nasty weather. You want that big back that can run with some power for you, and I think he'll be – the indication was Nick Sirianni said this week that, yeah, he's not going to play this week, but he could be back as soon as next week. To me, the sooner the better, but I think you'll be fine with just Sanders and Scott.
All right. I'm getting a little worried about the Flyers.
Yeah.
Starting to fall down the division. I don't know what they do because I don't know if you go after the coach. But I think if they get to the trade deadline and this ship hasn't been righted, Ellis isn't playing, Hayes is hurt again, I hate to say it, but it's time to sell the farm and sell Giroux.
They've lost five in a row. They're 8-7 and whatever they are.
Yesterday's game was ugly.
Yeah, they can't score a goal, Ray. They can't score in the power play at all.
No, their power play is atrocious.
Well, the trade deadline is not until March, so you got time to worry. But your concern, Michael, I believe is legitimate and good call. I appreciate that he brought up the Flyers.
Well, one thing, I mean, it's you know, five losses in a row is not good in today's NHL. They have played a really tough schedule. I mean, you think about that. I mean, they got to play. They had the last three in a row were Tampa, Florida, Carolina, who are three of the best teams.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds weird in the NHL to talk about Tampa, Carolina, and Florida as the best teams, but they kind of are.
Boy, that's, you know what? That's a great point. You know what? You were the best caller of the day just for that.
I just can't get my arms around that. I just can't.
I hear you.
They're in the league, okay, right. But that they're the best teams in the league, that just seems weird.
You know,
yeah.
Pittsburgh, Montreal, whatever,
yeah,
Detroit.
Throw me a couple Canadian teams in there.
I know, the original six or something. 215-592-9494. Coming up, oh, we relive a great, great moment in Philadelphia sports. I bet you I enjoyed it more than Ray. Just my hunch is that I enjoyed it more than Ray did. Ray and Glenn, brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park here at the 1937 Brewing Company, locally crafted IPA, stouts, lagers, and more right here at the 1937 Brewery inside Delaware Park, online at DelawarePark.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.